Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Hello and welcome to the Niler 9 podcast. It is the Niler 9 summer school edition. It's myself and Andrea Cleary here. Andrea's just coming back from a summer school vibe, aren't
you? Yeah, I've been at school, like proper school, the past last week and this week. So very much in a classroom, which is lovely. I've been really enjoying it. It's great.
Yeah. So with that in mind, this episode is again continuing our keeping it light, keeping it maybe short summer theme. Rather than not do a podcast, I thought we'd talk about a couple of the festivals that happened this weekend in Ireland, Beyond the Pale and Body and Soul. I was at both, so I can give you a bit more of information about like what it was like, how they stacked up against each other. But first of all, at time of recording, for the laugh, I am currently in a queue to register for Taylor Swift tickets in Dublin next year. So I've been in there for about half an hour. About an hour ago, Taylor Swift announced two Dublin Aviva gigs. By the time you hear this podcast, it'll be all over the place, I'm sure, 28th and 29th of June. But yeah, I just want to see what the registration kind of vibe is, because, you know, obviously last year we talked about when the tickets in North America went on sale, there was a lot of issues and just how they're going to deal with all this one. It didn't start well because it went to Ticketmaster.co.uk, which it currently is, and then there wasn't an option for an Irish date, I think, at the very start. But now we're going to find out what happens. It seems like it may get there, but yeah. So hold that thought, and I will tell you what options I get to register.
Are you in?
But yeah, this is just a pre-registration for a gig that's going to happen in a year's time.
Are you in two queues? Are you in a queue for each of the nights?
No, I just picked one, actually. Okay. I think it's just you can register for the next week or something like that.
I don't know about this.
Or till the Thursday 22nd of June.
Registration stuff.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's another, I mean, they have to kind of try and weed out the people who are trying to do it for nefarious purposes, right?
But
I guess we'll see. But anyway, yeah. So as last week you were at Slane, and this week it was my turn to go out into the festival of music world and share my experiences. So I was at, first of all, I was at Body and Soul on Friday and Saturday. Body and Soul Festival, I think I've been there about 10 times, maybe like 7 or 8, 9, 10 times, something like that, close to that anyway. It has been running for about 12, 13 years, I think. So Body and Soul on Friday and Saturday, and obviously Beyond the Pale returning for its second year and changing its date to coincide with Body and Soul. So I had a lot of conversations over the weekend with people asking me about why that was, maybe like kind of frustrated that the two festivals that were kind of aimed at the same people were on the same weekend. And we'll get to that in a little bit. But first of all, I want to talk a little bit about the music. I was at Body and Soul Friday and Saturday. We were down with the Hennessy Hip Hop House. Saw a lot of music down there. Unfortunately, the weather wasn't as nice as we had for the previous 8 days. But this is Ireland, and it is summer in Ireland. This is what happens. But there was some pretty bad rain down in Ballinlock, body and soul, on Friday. It just started raining as soon as in the afternoon. And after having 8 or 9 days of really nice weather, it's one of those kickers that you're like, could you not have just waited another few days and then everyone would have had a lovely weekend all in? So, I mean, I thought, if for context, I think anyone who's been to Body and Soul in previous years, it's a very different festival now. It's really got a lot smaller, and intentionally so. The main stage that was normally in this other field, which in previous years was accompanied by the Beacon stage, is now no longer there. And where the second tent used to be for the second stage, essentially, that's where the main stage is now. So a much smaller site. Then there was probably a lot less going on in terms of like staging. The wall garden and all the nice bits were still there. There was some interesting stuff happening with Irish language and poetry and storytelling in the wall garden. But I think there was like 4 or 5 main stages, including this year, the Beacon stage, which was built by Toby Hatchett. Really impressive. Looks like something from Star Wars that like they have to go and like dismantle. Do you know that kind of way? It's like this like high structure that's just sitting there in the round, and that's where most of the DJs were happening. Yeah, I saw some interesting, really great stuff on the Friday. Because of the Hennessy Hip Hop House, there was a lot of we saw a lot of hip hop and really great sets on Friday. There was a really, really good set from Strange Boy. If you haven't seen Strange Boy before, Limerick artist, he is a rapper, very self-deprecating, but he performs with a kind of trad band, and it's something I've seen a couple of times now, and I think it's absolutely brilliant. Kojak did the main stage, very much like a big step up for him in terms of the production. He had a big live band, backing singers. I was really impressed with it. A very different kind of show. I think there was like 7 or 8 people on stage, and it was one of those like, this is a main stage festival show. Definitely one of the buzziest things of the weekend. And luckily, because you know the Hennessy Hip Hop House stuff was very close to the main stage, so getting between those two things was pretty easily. Enjoyed the likes of Fabio and Groove Rider, which were very much like drum and bass classics. Now, obviously, everyone's doing the dance music, Ibiza classics with an orchestra thing, but this is more like esoteric kind of garage and drum and bass and jungle classics done with an orchestra. Now, they didn't bring the full orchestra for this because I couldn't fit out, but as Michael, who accompanied me, said in the Discord, he's like, you just really appreciate those off-the-grid bookings for the festivals. There was a lot of those kind of things. There was another band called Mute, M-E-U-T-E, which were like a techno brass band who played on Saturday. And again, not something that you maybe would go see in a venue unless you've heard about it. I just got a notification from Taylor Swift saying your turn started. Okay, let's have a look.
Oh no.
We interrupt this festival review to have a look at what
happened. Oh, my little person's okay. Moving along now.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, I've been registered.
Woo!
We've been registered. It's happened. It's happened. Anyway.
Can we go together?
And report back. So back to Body and Soul. There was lots of other things that I found really impressive. JLOL, great live band. Mm. Really, really good. Like the Hennessy Hip Hop House was very much like, it's very rare to have, like, Longitude obviously has a very rap-heavy lineup, but it's more that mainstream big rap that comes over from the US, where this was, like, a lot of local and cool stuff. We had, like, Nightmares on Wax DJing, kind of hip-hop adjacent stuff as well. Like, officially, you know, Denise Chyla was part of the Hennessy hip-hop music trail, and then Kojak as well, and the likes of Fabian Grudreuter. Arvine and Bon Voyage, anyone who's ever seen Arvine at a festival set will know that they're a lot of fun. Bon Voyage and Shimon Cassette, Shimon Cassette and Arvine as Bon Voyage, kind of very much like electro hip house kind of music. Beth Orton opened up on Friday, a small enough crowd now. I think Friday was kind of, it was quiet, a little bit quiet, and then Saturday it ramped up and got a lot better. I saw like Evanessa Francis, Moderat, who played on the main stage, probably the biggest crowd I saw. A lovely band called Joy Anonymous from the UK, who Olivia Chow from Sing Along Social told me about them. And I went and met them there, and really, really lovely. kind of it's kind of like Fred again, but like less. Well, it's a duo, and it's like it's like electronic anthemic productions with a lovely vocalist singing over it. Very soulful, lovely stuff. The likes of Negro Impacto, Courtesy, the producer Neil Flynn, and Gary Jansen with Late Into Saturday Night. I saw a creative conversation with Ruth Meshbur and Joe Caslin. Denise Chyla on the main stage with a whole new kind of vibe going on with backing dancers and CC on the decks. So very a lot of new stuff there as well. And then Merle and God Knows, who did a lot of Russ Angano stuff, which was great to hear. But also, being those guys, they God Knows brought up a load of people on the set. Now, if you want to see the video, there's a video on the 909 Instagram. But he brought up himself and Merle and Nilo and Rebel Phoenix and Mango and Genova to do a Raph Cypher thing. So really, really good. But the weather did affect it now on the Friday and Saturday. There was thunder and lightning on Saturday. Just like, I've never been at a festival where that has happened before. I thought the organizers of Body and Soul reacted very well to it by, you know, I don't know if you saw, did you see the video of, or the picture of a house in Clare that went on fire thunder and lightning? Yeah. So, I mean, as a precaution, they shut down the stages for an hour. And I think a lot of people got stuck kind of in tents or undercover. And it was actually nice, but like, and they recovered well in terms of time and timetables.
Was
and
there
stuff
a
like
kind of
as
a
well, but
fun vibe around that? Like, did it feel like,
oh, yeah, yeah. There was a video of a guy excitement. Doing a matador thing with lads who were running around and jumping on the ground and sliding a bit into some of the mud. And yeah. No, it wasn't that muddy either. And they had a lot of straw down, all the kind of things you'd expect these days. Much smaller site than it used to be. So I think anyone who's been there before may be surprised at first, and it certainly takes you a while to get used to it. But if that's the vibe for Body and Soul that they're going for, I think it's going to work really well.
Has
again,
it changed much from last
security
year?
Security really good. Yeah, I think even last year, because of the main stage reduced down, and it seems smaller and more intimate.
Lovely.
And because of the stage in the woods, the only thing it really lacked was something that was beyond their control, which was sunshine. So what can you do about that? I mean, unfortunately, they were very unlucky. Later on the Saturday night, Avalon Emerson was supposed to play the Beacon stage, or the Friday night, and had to, after the Blessed Madonna, and couldn't play because played in a song and a half, and then the equipment cut off because of the rain. So it's those kind of things. Like, you're not really much you can do about that. No. We live in Ireland. The festival takes place
in
Ireland.
And they did the right thing.
If you want
thing.
To go to these festivals, there's always a chance of that. Yeah, yeah, and that's it. And now, unfortunately, like, Sunday had such a strong lineup: Fever Ray, The Blaze, The Pagan Rave, Giles Peterson, Gemma Dunleavy, and Billy Scurry were all on, and it was just a pity I wasn't around for that, because I had to go to Beyond the Pale because Lumo were playing on the Sunday, DJing a few hours there. So we were playing kind of the food stage near the main stage, was kind of after. From 7 p.m. till 11 while Grace Jones was on. And very different vibe between the two festivals for sure. I met a lot of people in Body and Soul who were like, anecdotally, you know, just chatting to them, I'm kind of going, so why did you come here and not there? Because that was a big question for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Why did you go to Beyond the Pale, or why did you go to Body and Soul?
I imagine with Body and Soul, Body and Soul, a lot said, of people who have been going for years, and it's just, that's the festival they go to.
Exactly that, yeah. The people that were there were like, well, I come here every year. I'm quite loyal to it. Because I've always had a good time. So why should I change, go to a new thing? But there were plenty of people at Beyond the Pale. I have to say, it's fun to do a festival hop. I haven't done it for a long time. But going from getting up on Sunday morning and getting in a car and going straight to another festival. And then
sounds like a
certainly Beyond
nightmare.
The Pale.
So-
no,
it
sounds it's not.
Like my
no.
idea of hell.
Yeah, you're not able
if
for
I'm
that.
If I'm leaving a festival, there better be a bed imminent for me.
Well, it's work, you know. That's it's true. Like work. That's so true. It's fine. But I really enjoyed it. And then Sunday, the sunshine was definitely with Beyond the Pale lovely. In Glendalough, a lovely sight, Glendalough Estate. I guess I really didn't get to see the full expiration of the festival because I was only there for an afternoon and a late evening. But a few things that people I caught. There's a lovely stage called the Big Romance Stage, named after the bar, obviously, who have a lovely DJs on all afternoon, and there was such a lovely vibe there. The Love Ball, and I was there for mostly Horse Meat Disco and back to back with Luke Una. Really lovely disco tracks just playing on a Sunday afternoon in the sunshine. Really, really great. Grace Jones had apparently soundchecked earlier that morning from 8 a.m. till 1 p.m., eating into the first artists on the main stage time. So everything was running a bit late there, but I think they caught up pretty well. Saw a bit of Jape on the main stage as well for the first time in a while, and Pillow Queens as well, just before we were starting. Grace Jones as well. Obviously, we were DJing, so I didn't get to see an awful lot, but, you know, she's an icon and a diva, and she was hula hooping for 15 minutes straight, as she does. And I also caught a bit of the band Squid, who I recommended last week on the site, and I think I really want to see them again. Didn't get to see much, but they're playing here in October, just been announced today, so I think that's on. Squid announced for Vicar Street in Dublin on Wednesday, 25th of October, and then Mandela Hall in Belfast as well. So I think that came after that festival. Very good. And a band called Lebanon Hanover, which were kind of dark, electro-rocky stuff. Overall, the site is very different, probably, to Body and Soul, for anyone who's curious about the difference between the two. Body and Soul probably has more of those like lovely little areas and sanctuaries and places that you can go and get away from the music, where Beyond the Pale, currently obviously in its second year, feels like it has it's more based in this big area, this big field where things are dotted around it, and less maybe escapist in that way. But I think it is the festival's second time. A lot of people obviously chose it. They heard a lot of reports from it. You know, there wasn't as much rain there at Body and Soul on the Friday. It was the likes of, I think it was Murder Capital, I passed on the Friday, and it absolutely lashed rain, and you're just like,
yeah,
what are you supposed to do when it's like you're playing a main stage set and it starts lashing? And it's,
is there anything to be said for it's like some kind of covering on main stages, like just a big tent for the main stage? Like, I just
yeah, but you don't want to be in the dark all the time, you know. I mean, we have to be optimistic about these things as well.
I know,
you know? I mean, you have to be optimistic about. Outdoor gigs are great when the weather's good. And obviously, you know, we don't always get that. But I think we've also been too cautious at other festivals and back
maybe,
in the day,
yeah,
where that's happened. But
can I ask about
it's the look at the draw.
About the differences in kind of the attendees. Was there a difference, would you say, in kind of like the age bracket of people who went to either one?
Maybe Beyond the Pale slightly more centered on late 30s. Early 40s kind of age group, where Beyond Body and Soul had a lot of younger people, actually.
I thought it would be the other way around.
And older. It was kind of maybe a wider range overall. Mm. I mean, it's hard to say. This is all anecdotal stuff, you know, for me. I'm just like thinking about the people I met. I met a lot of families at both festivals. Mm. And but it just seemed to be maybe slightly younger, skewing slightly younger to at Body and Soul as opposed to Beyond the Pale. But I guess that kind of makes sense if you think about like the kind of acts that they booked. Mm. Although, you know, it's the reputation of Body and Soul that maybe draws people. And currently in year two, it's the acts that draw people to Beyond the Pale, where you're like the headliners being Hot Chip, Grace Jones, Thundercat, John Hopkins, Left Field, kind of more older acts. But then again, if you look at Body and Soul, like their big ones were Moderat, who I'd never seen before. Thought they were great, really good. Fever Ray, The Blaze, definitely maybe less legacy, but also pretty well established as well. Mm. So, but I think, you know, with the likes of Body and Soul and how it puts itself across, and, you know, the name of it being, you know, based on the solstice and having very much that kind of wellness and art stuff tacked, and not just tacked on, but a big part of it. You kind of get that idea that isn't, you know, people say music and arts and, or, you know, they, you know, music and other activities, but Body and Soul is, it does have a lot of that. It's always been very big on its wellness area and its food on board section, which is, there's some great stuff happening there. Some really good, like it's all, their sustainability policy is second to none.
Stop.
It was the cleanest festival I've ever seen. They had reusable cups everywhere. You'll be happy to hear that after last week.
That's great.
Obviously,
well, that
you get charged for every reusable cup
that
you
I
use.
I just went on and on about afterwards. I was just so impressed by Body and Soul's sustainability last year. Like, it was just, it gave me so much hope you know, and I think that's why I was so critical of Slane last week. Just knowing that it can be done. And I know Body and Souls is a much smaller scale, but the bigger the scale, the more important it is that we implement these measures, you know. So it's great to hear that they've kept that up.
And again, the campsites were really clean. I think the festival site really clean. There was really nobody.
What about Beyond the Pale in terms of that sort of thing? In terms of
didn't have reusable cups. The bar was White Hag, a brand that I really like. So that was the other part of it. I guess you're like, you know, if you're a craft beer lover, you'd really like that. The bars are local Irish craft beer. I mean, it also Five Lamps was on the bar, Body and Soul, but certainly reputationally White Hag would be one of those ones that you know, craft beer lovers would go for. Okay. But didn't have any reusable cups. I think the other good thing I thought Body and Soul had was no straws in the drinks, like no in the Hennessy drinks or any of the other mixed cocktail drinks, which, you know, you don't really need at a festival. And I applaud that as well. Very clean, very clear. Even when I was packing up on Sunday, somebody came over with a bag and took away the rubbish just as it was happening, all this kind of stuff. So I can't speak to that experience in terms of the campsite at Beyond the Pale. I was only there for the day. So other people can maybe fill me in on that, perhaps what the campsite was like. And look, there was great stuff happening. I heard, I'm going to give you some a rundown of some of the things that people said. First of all, let's start with the Instagram replies. I asked if you were at a festival, Beyond the Pale or Body and Soul, and also C-Sessions was on this weekend in Bundoran. How was it? So let me have a look at this. Just find these things real quick. So some of the responses I got about both festivals. Body and Soul, so cool and friendly. Such great music. Dance my ass off. Amazing weekend despite the weather. Body and Soul, such gorgeous vibes. But everyone's saying it was such a pity it was directly up against Beyond the Pale. Cabin in the Woods at Body and Soul, my best vibe, my favorite corner of the whole festival. That's like, it is a cabin in the woods playing good tunes, DJs there all evening until late into the night, probably the last place that most people go. Love Body and Soul, thought it was bad form for Beyond the Pale to be on the same weekend though. Beyond the Pale, highlight Laboom, Leftfield and Grace Jones, great intimate well-run festival. Laboom had a lot of people at the main stage I saw as well. The Pagan Rave at the Body and Soul was a very powerful experience. I've seen that before. It's really, really cool. Beyond the Pale highlight was the big romance stage, and low was the rain on Friday. It was brilliant though. And then we have Beyond the Pale was excellent, well run, great lineup, sound crowd, loads of bins, 10 out of 10.
Great, great. Loads of bins.
Laboom at Beyond the Pale was best act of the weekend. The energy of the crowd was electric. C-Session, smaller setup than other years, but worked great for camping and a brilliant buzz. Beyond the Pale was pretty magic, but got unlucky with my tent next to a bunch of headers, slept in my car.
Oh no.
Beyond the Pale moving to the same weekend as Body and Soul was a joke. Body and Soul was amazing as always. The Blaze at Body and Soul, somebody says. Body and Soul is more than just a music festival, it's the whole experience. Amazing vibe of love and community. Beyond the Pale, the best festival I've ever been to. The joy and atmosphere was divine. I had such a great weekend at Beyond the Pale. Amazing lineup, beautiful crowd. Body and Soul, highlights Fever Ray, The Blaze, Kojak, Cormac, Cabin in the Woods. Low lights, no crepe van.
Oh no.
So somebody wanted their crepes.
I always think people that eat Beyond the Pale was really good. At a festival are mad. Sometimes I look at people getting a crepe and I'm like, what's possessed you to get a crepe? I don't know what it is about crepes at a festival. No. I'm like, I don't know. Oh, it's a me thing. It's 100% a me thing.
It is
no shade to that person.
Clearly.
But I'm always just like, why a crepe? Anyway.
I will say I had a great pork bao bun at the near the food on board section of Body and Soul, which was great. And then,
I remember the food really last year good. Being one of the highlights for me at Body and Soul. It was just spectacular.
There was a South African chicken and kind of chips thing that was really good.
We got this I think you went to the same place last year. I remember us talking about it. This Mexican place. Body and Soul last year. That was
that was
divine.
That was buzzing.
Gorgeous.
Well, that's it. We have more here. Beyond the Pale was really good. Lovely setting, sound crowd, staff cool, stage is set up good.
Nobody's had a bad time at either festival, which I think is really nice.
No, Beyond the Pale, low lights at the toilet facilities, disgusting, only bad part.
Okay.
Beyond the Pale was amazing this weekend, lovely small intimate festival. It's funny that like a festival between 6,000 and 10,000 people is considered intimate these days.
Mm.
Somebody else just said wet and didn't specify what festival they were at. Body and Soul was so well run, lovely and spacious, chill sound, crowd, perfect size and clean. Beyond the Pale, highlights for John Hopkins at Left Field. Thank you for the recommendation. Sure. Body and Soul, best one yet. New main stage or works much better. Blaze and Fever Ray highlights to both on Sunday. Candy Staten, one of my most joyful experiences of my life. No low points. That's Beyond the Pale. Jockstrap, amazing as well. Beyond the Pale, highs, great acts and drinks, sight, easy to get around. Low, not a lot of non-music stuff. Mm. That was something I heard echoed a few times, and we'll talk a bit more now.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
So somebody else said it rained at Beyond the Pale so much, but scenery wise amazing.
There's a lot of like podcasts and like book events and food events and stuff at Body and Soul, where I mean, I guess if Beyond the Pale are, you know, they're only in their second year, it's the music.
There was some of that, yeah. Yeah, definitely there was a Strawberry Field stage that had some of that. But and another final one from Instagram, Serious Energy from Beyond the Pale, people dancing in the rain, big romance stage was top.
Great.
And then we have some messages from people in our Discord that maybe we'll give you a bit more of a bit longer. First time at Body and Soul, very glad I went. Great setup and crowd. Never felt too far from anything. Could also bring cans into the main arena. These things are important to people. Aside from the obvious weather setbacks, everything seemed to run fine. And even the festival managed to stay on top of everything management when it could have been an absolute mess. Mm. Highlights for me were Kojak, Mute and Tenarowen, with special mention to the late night Hennessy sets. Decision to keep the festival attendance restricted also seemed to pay off across the weekend. What have we got here? Beyond the Pale, very good. I thought stages running slightly late and the last night finished at 11 with the only major drawbacks. Lovely vibes. Loved the mother set. Pretty happy. Bottles and Charlotte, a didgeridoo, Saint Sister and Florist. Could bring your own drink into the arena. Yeah, that was something that a lot of people echoed, and I noticed obviously being there on Sunday. I think it's to do with licensing, and you know, the guards in each area are very different. Body and Soul goes on till 2 a.m. on the Sunday, and everything stopped on the Sunday at 11 p.m. at Beyond the Pale, which is quite early if you're staying in a tent. I think the guards, I know that, you know, the guards can be quite cautious when it comes to those kind of things, so it really can be at their discretion sometimes. So it'd be quite...
That's a shame.
A little bit disappointing, I'm sure, for a lot of people.
That they didn't get to play? Or?
No, it wasn't that there was stuff cancelled. It was more that, like, you know, there was nothing scheduled for after 11 at all. So, and yeah, like... Other highlights here for those I love, Saint Sister, Lost Bichos were mentioned. Stage times on Sunday because of the Grace Jones thing was affecting the main stage. A need for more tap water locations. That's something that seems to be pretty universal in terms of festivals. There's never enough tap waters. Mm. Another kind of one here that kind of echoes the late night stuff. After about 1:30 on Friday, there was nowhere to go in the small tea wellness area in the woods where they had DJs on. So everyone went there and there was just a massive queue with Gardaí at the top. They tried to fix it by moving Mother from the woods to the big tent on Saturday night, which was wise. We went to the woods that night and it was pretty packed then too. No bars, no water, no toilets in there though. And everyone was afraid to leave in case they wouldn't get back in.
That's a shame.
DJ finished at 3 a.m. on Saturday night. So we actually had only got an hour in there anyway. Another person, so that kind of stuff is like the lack of night options is something that they can certainly fix in future. Particularly on Sunday when it's 11 p.m.
That's early even for me. And you know I like to go to bed early at festivals, but that's, even for me, that's a bit early.
Yeah, for sure. Overall, I thought the vibe was great. This is another comment from Discord. It's a nice site, which I think they can possibly do a bit more with as they find their feet. And a very sound festival crowd. Didn't see any trouble all weekend. The weather held up nicely despite the fear of it being a washout. Somebody else said, this is a conversation in our Discord. If you want to see these conversations, it's patreon.com/909 where you can get access to Discord as part of it and the community. Somebody else said it might be the top two or three Irish festival experiences for me ever. Or maybe it's just the Monday after the festival and I want to go back. And finally, also echo all the other criticisms about late night options. Last minute changes and lack of nice spaces hanging around that weren't just the stages. Highlights for me were La Boom, who were absolutely electric. Saint Sister, Just Mustard and Mother was amazing crack too. Slight disappointment, Hot Trip, who I thought were a bit lackluster. Oh, I love the compactness of the site too. And I also ended up doing yoga on Saturday morning, sorted me out after a heavy Friday. So that's the kind of thing. So there was some stuff there. There's definitely other things there. I need to go back and have a look, be there for a longer time to really experience it myself. But that was the kind of experience from other people. Yeah. And I guess, okay, so the final thing hanging over the thing that people kept talking about over all weekend is like, why are they on the same weekend? Well, I mean, there's conflicting reports and reasons for why they're on the same weekend. Selective Memory are the main bookers behind Beyond the Pale. And Body and Soul has been run by Avril Stanley for many, many years, with different bookers in place. I believe Emmett from Homebeat was booking some of it this year. So I think there was at some point going to be a joining up between those people, but it never happened. And for whatever reason, Selective Memory now put on their own festival, their second year of Beyond the Pale. There was talk that, I heard suggestions that either Hot Chip or Grace Jones were only available on the same weekend as Body and Soul. So it was decided that they would go up against each other. But certainly it was a constant topic of conversation throughout the whole weekend. And I don't know what the actual truth is, to be honest. You could say that it might be, you know, like the Larry David Spite Store kind of thing. It's like, I'm setting up a festival too on the same weekend, but I don't know what the truth of it is really, but I would hope next year that those festivals don't go on the same weekend. Body and Soul also always has the Solstice weekend. It's their whole thing. The shortest night of the year and
it'll
all
be
that kind
tonight
of stuff.
As
and,
you listen to this.
So Beyond the Pale
is going out tomorrow. Yeah.
Yeah.
21st.
Oh, it is. Yeah, it is. Actually June 21st. Yeah. Yeah. So that's it. So I think Beyond the Pale last year was actually on, what was the dates for that? It was actually a different date, wasn't it? That was June 12th. So it was the weekend before. Mm. So it could literally just be scheduling. Obviously, this week, for anyone who's putting on festivals in Europe, and especially in Ireland, there's a lot of acts going to Glastonbury to play. So if you can get in as part of their routing before or afterwards, then you're much more likely to get those big acts that you're looking for to bring in. So that does play a factor. I guess the other thing is like, what have we got in July? There's the Other Side Festival. There's a few other festivals that are happening, like Longitude. But there's really, it's a lot quieter in terms of festivals in July. And it typically always has been. And yeah, it's a funny one because you're just never sure. Like, I've heard people have said to me, oh, well, people go away in July more on holidays. So there's less people around. I was like, but yeah, I mean, people go away in June as well. Sure. Mm. Like, I went to holidays in June.
I'm going to a festival.
So it's an interesting one.
That's a holiday.
Yeah. And especially when you're booking so far away, far out, you'll definitely, you know, you can plan a different holiday around it. But yeah, I don't really know. I mean, it's like July, the July calendar is certainly less busy. It's been very busy this month in terms of like we had Forbidden Fruit, Body and Soul, Beyond the Pale, Sea Sessions. I'm going to a festival in Roscommon this weekend called Night and Day. Longitude happens the following weekend. And then there's kind of not much on after those three
July
weeks. The following week
quiet.
Is Other Side. Yeah, the two middle weeks, like 15th and 22nd around that of July is quiet. And then the 29th as well. And then Altogether Now is the next one then that happens. Independence will be on in August as well. And Another Love Story as well. And then we talk in the 1st of September and Electric Picnic and all that stuff. So, look, there's loads happening. I hope whatever happens next year,
that both these festivals
go ahead. And yeah, then it's your favorite time of the year. And everybody's happy.
Especially me.
Well, you're specifically happy.
I've been too hot lately, Niall.
Too hot. I'm
dying out here.
Yeah, so I mean, that's really just our little experience of Body and Soul and the smaller experience of Lumo played. That's why I was there at Beyond the Pale. Actually, the recording is up on Patreon and on SoundCloud if you're interested as well.
I think it's nice to get a perspective from some, because even, you know, as somebody who wasn't at the festival, I was talking to people about the fact that those two festivals were on the same weekend, and there was a lot of talk from those of us who weren't there as well. So it's good to get the perspective of someone who managed to go to both and get a bit of a vibe check from the people on Instagram and people in Discord. So thank you everyone who sent in messages about
it. And yeah, I left out the names this time because, not going to be responsible for what everyone says, especially privately, and on Instagram they respond to me. Yeah. So fair play. But I was like, I had never used one of those polls on Instagram before, and I was like, oh, no one's responded, that's weird. And then I realized, oh, it doesn't give you notifications.
Oh yeah, just, you have to click into a separate thing.
And I was like, there's loads of them in there. I had no idea. So there you go. I learned something about social media this weekend. And if you want to see what else I learned, put some videos together on Instagram /909 of some of the experiences I had at Body and Soul, and specifically the Hennessy Hip Hop House. So thanks for having me down there. So yeah, I really enjoyed it. I mean, festival, we're back into festival mode, and I think whatever happens with the 909 podcast, what we'll do in the coming weeks, we'll keep it fairly loosey-goosey. Yeah. I think, but
we'll be back next week for
that's the vibe at the moment. It's summer school vibes.
Summer school.
So yeah, We're keeping things loose. We're keeping things. What I want to do is actually have a chat with you in the next couple of weeks about Balearic music as well. Okay. Maybe Balearia, and seeing as it's summer, and I think we get into a little short history of Balearic music. So that'll be a nice thing to do. I'll do. Get some time to do some research on that. So we'll do that in probably
July. And we've
July.
Yet to have a song of the summer. Oh no, we do. Sorry, Kylie. Never mind. Don't come for me.
Oh, it is now. Gays.
Oh, Padam, yes.
Are we going to do a song of the summer episode?
I'm so jaded. It's summer. I don't. Well, there's no songs of the summer except Kylie, I think, isn't it? Like, I haven't heard.
No, there's just ones we have personally. I mean, it was very, very low in terms of number of candidates for this year, I felt.
Yeah, there hasn't. No one's really emerged.
We're talking about it in Discord in terms of, in terms of dance music as well, there's no big major hit. Last year was Looking at Your Pager, and this year just didn't happen. Didn't happen in the same way. So, I don't know. Maybe the other people think differently, but and the Pink Panther-esque song or something is the big one for other people. But sure, look, that's the way of the world. But I'm not talking about the big pop chart hits. I'm talking about ones that cross over into everyone's summer.
Sure.
That's what you need. That jazzy song, Given Me, has been doing absolutely fantastic. The Irish act, the Dublin act, the house pop artist. I think she's doing really well in the UK as well. So that's a contender for Song of the Summer, perhaps. So yeah. All right. Well, look, that's it from us this week. We're not doing any more than that because it's summer vibes, as we say. So I'll leave you with a bit of a song from Joy Anonymous on this podcast, which is a song I heard at the festival, Body and Soul. Andrea, thanks for joining me on this little sojourn into summer festivals.
Thank you for sojourning me.
And we'll be back next week to talk more about maybe the best music of the month so far. Yeah. So get swatting.
Yeah.
All right.
Bye.
See you later. Bye.
I may not always love you, but as long as there are stars above you, you'll never need to doubt it.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.